This conference will...
The book is called The 45-Second Presentation That Will Change Your Life. And I guess we didn't even title our outline right. It said minute instead of second. I apologize for that. But it's the 45-second presentation that will change your life. And it's a great book by Don Fela, and it has to do with doing a napkin presentation. And it's just really pretty cool to see how this presentation operates. And I want to review it with you, and then I'm going to actually, hopefully maybe next week, I'll actually do a complete presentation with you as I walk a person through it, because I think that would be very experiential for you. We can hand out, I'm going to try to work it with Lydia to see if we can do that. I even thought of maybe doing it as a webinar as well, so that you can really get the gist of it, because I was kind of fascinated by what Don has done in his book. I think he's come up with some concepts for me that were huge, that really kind of took me and kind of shook my foundation in networking, and I'm kind of excited about going in a new path with this. And in fact, I'm starting to implement it in my Blitz program, just because my Blitz program is about how people can, you know, build a business. So this is perfect in alignment with that, because it's about the income side of it. And I think that's what becomes so discouraging to people, especially after we had the change in the Texas AG stuff, and everybody goes, oh, woe is me, I can't show people testimonials anymore, da da da. Well, one of the things that we've been doing is driving our people with just health, 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 health. And we've got to make that transition into finding people who want to truly improve their lives by building a residual stream of income. And that's what Don talks about. And when he talks about it, he talks about the idea that there are really two ways that people look at networking or building an network marketing business. And some people try to build their organization by emphasizing selling. In other words, they emphasize whether it's even looking at, you know, the glycobiology, the products, trying to get as many people as possible on these products. And we go out there and our sales become our main approach. And that doesn't mean sell of product. It's selling a sign-up pack for the purpose of swallowing products. And he says it's totally wrong to take that approach in network marketing. If you're in network marketing, then be in network marketing. And I know we have a lot of people involved in Manatech that you know, because I get them in my pathway class from time to time that don't even like network marketing. And I go, wow, then, you know, I'm glad you're on the products, but I don't know why you're in this class to learn how to do the business if you don't even like it. If you want to transform your attitude about network marketing, then that would be my first approach with you, because you're going to be out of integrity, and clearly it's not going to be possible for you to go out and be enthusiastic and be a leader in something that you don't even believe in yourself. So let's start from bare-bone scratch. Let's get you to believe in network marketing as a vehicle. And there are plenty of materials out there to do that, but what Don says is don't get out there and try to sell products and get people started on products. Let your sales come as a natural result of building your organization. So our focus, if you're in network marketing, your focus needs to be on building your organization. And you're building an organization is about building an organization. And what's intriguing about his book is he never uses the word business builder. I loved it, because I think the word business builder, and I know I've used it historically, but I think the word business builder brings a connotation with it that causes people to freak out a little bit. I think people start going, oh, my gosh, I've never built a business. Oh, my gosh, it's a business. Some people just really, other people glom onto it. I love to use the word entrepreneur, because I think people think it's kind of a sexy word. Some of them can't even pronounce it, but they think it's a sexy word, so they like to use it, and they'd love to be an entrepreneur. But when you use a business builder, people tend to tense up because they go, oh, you know, they get into all their failure mode. Oh, I did a business before. Oh, I can't do it. They get all their. It kind of digs up all that past stuff, and if you can't get past that past stuff in that first meeting, it's going to be hard to move forward, because that past stuff is what is going to come out of their mouth looking like one word, and it's called no. Because in the back of their head, they're saying, I can't do this. So remember, you're trying to get the words, I can do this, to be in their brain. So what he talks about is he says building an organization by finding serious people. So think of the terminology, serious people. We're trying to find serious people. People who are serious about what? people who are serious about adding additional cash flow to their monthly resources, building an income stream of anywhere from $500 to $3,000 a month. Would that change your life? Or you can say $500 to $2,000. You know, a lot of times all people want is an additional $500. If I went up and down my street today and knocked on my neighbor's door and said, what would your life look like if you just had an additional $500 get in your mailbox every month? And I'm going to tell you, the majority of people are going to say it'd be humongously different. $500 would make a big difference in most people's lives. You can think about it maybe in your own life. But I think sometimes we try to sell Manatech, when we try to do the business, we try to get people to look at Platinum Presidential. And, of course, that shuts people down immediately because they go, I can't do that. You know, they can't even fathom it. It's like when I ran an ad, who'd like to be the next millionaires? Paul Zane Pierce and 10 million new millionaires, come here. And one person, the ad went out to over, I don't know how many people, like a million people saw that ad in different newspapers, and one person showed up. One person. And I truly, that was an eye-opening experience for me because it really slapped me in the face of saying, Mary Jo, where do you think people's belief systems are? So working in that realm, what we're looking for is serious people. People are serious about improving their financial status by building an alternative stream of income from anywhere to $500 to $1,200. So again, the focus being on building an organization, not selling products. Does that mean that you, when somebody's sick or somebody comes to you and says, you know what, I have this, I really like to try some of your... No, of course, you're going to always, but they're consumers. And they're clearly just consumers. In fact, I truly believe that the new comp plan, starting September 5th, is really going to go back to that whole concept again. We were bringing a ton of consumers in at $4.99. I think that in the new comp plan, because of limited free products, it's really hard for me to sell a $4.99 pack to a consumer when they get $75 worth of products for free. And if they just bought the products, the $500 of products at the consumer level, they would have gotten 10% discount all of them, and that would have given them $50 more. So the All-Star pack to me reflects a $25 bonus in products. So it's hard for me to argue for somebody who never wants to really share or doesn't come into that way why they should do an All-Star pack. But you could still do it, but I'm just saying I think it's going to, because of the shifts in the compensation and all the way all that works, the consumer pack is going to become big again. It's going to grow back to, you know, be perhaps equal to the All-Star pack, but not an All-Star pack being 80 or 90% of the sales out there. But the idea is that we're bringing in consumers, so we're always going to have consumers. But what we're looking for is serious people who truly want to tackle some of their financial issues and come up with one of the solutions for them, which is to build an alternative stream of income. So what happens is the sales become, from distributors, it becomes something that's almost secondary to building that network. In other words, we share with friends, relatives, and acquaintances about the greatness of the products and get them started on the products. But that's not our, you know, some of you view that today as your business when that's really not a business. It's just helping people get started on products by building a bunch of consumers. And if you had a big consumer downline, you probably saw a huge change in your business over the last 6 months, because when consumers get in an economic pinch, they start cutting back on what they think is not a priority for them. And sometimes that happens to be things like Manatech products. So you want to have them serious about the business. They're not going to cut back on their consumption because they're serious about the business and they need it even more so in economic downturn. So what you want to do is you want to have that balance between finding serious people and then also supporting consumers, and that's the way we need to look at them. You need to be willing to help someone build a business for their own, too. So you want to use the word, he's adamant about using the word sponsor, and so I'm trying to get rid of the sign up or enroll or register, those kind of things. I'm just going to use the word sponsor people. Even though sponsor has a different meaning in Manatech because it's where you place them, you know, I guess you could probably use enroll somebody or register somebody, but you don't want to use sign them up. Don't use sign them up as kind of antiquated dinosaur language. So use enroll, and or register, and that's probably more appropriate for Manatech people because the word sponsor has a totally different meaning in our system because it applies to placement. All right, so that's kind of his intro, and he talked about pyramid scheme, and he says when people talk about pyramid scheme, he says you can do a napkin presentation on that. And if you'll note at the back of your outline today, I gave you three pages of I duplicated and printed out some of his napkin presentations throughout each chapter. The last page actually has the introduction. We put first through tenth napkin first, and then we went, oops, forgot the introduction. So it's on the last page. And what he does is when he builds it, he talks about the pyramid. He says when people say, pyramid, because when he goes into a discussion with somebody, and this comes out later, one of the first things he tells them about is that it's network marketing. And he says, do you know anything about that? And he triggers an upfront response to find out immediately where the person is around it, rather than worry about it coming back and biting him at the end and spending a lot of time and energy with people. So if people say, well, yeah, isn't network marketing like a pyramid scheme? And so what he does is his napkin presentation, which is found on your last page of the napkin presentation, he draws two triangles, and he puts one's pointing upward, one's pointing downward, and he has the top one's called pyramid versus the other one, which is called network marketing or MLM. And the important thing is to put room at the top. Notice his language. When he draws this, he says, well, a standard pyramid scheme is where the guy at the top makes all the money and then the money flows downward. In other words, people lower and lower make less and less money. Would you agree with that? So he'll draw that part out first. And that's very much like, he doesn't say it, but I like to talk about corporate America and everything else. What MLM is, and then he draws the pyramid the other way, is it really has to do with you at the, you start off, and he circles you at the bottom. And he says, you consistently are sponsoring and supporting people and making them up. So there's room at the top for everybody. And that's how he draws the diagram to compare what a pyramid scheme is compared to what network marketing is. So they get the idea that everybody can be at the top. It's not about you can't make as much money as I can. It's you can make twice as much money. So, in fact, that's my whole goal, getting involved in network marketing, is to help people build incredible streams of income for themselves. And I thought that was kind of a neat presentation, a napkin presentation, to counter network marketing or the pyramid concept that somebody might come up with. Okay, so that kind of came out of his introduction. Let's get in. We got a long way to go. Let's get through 10 chapters. Okay, so let's go through. All right, some of them are shorter than others, so we hopefully and prayerfully will get in. The first one is crucial. And if you look at the first napkin, you'll see four different write-ups there. And he starts with the first one. So he talks about people, he says, you know what, all you need to do is sponsor two people. That's one way to do. And that means find two people who are serious about, making some additional cash flow. And when people say, well, I don't know if I can find people who sell, or they get into all that language, you want to take them off that path and say it's not about selling. It's truly about finding people who are serious about their lives and want to make a difference and add some additional cash flow. Don't you know anyone in your life that would like some additional cash flow, $500 to $1,500 more per month coming into their household? And the people go, well, yeah, I know some people like that. Well, great. That's who you're trying to find. You're not out there selling products. You're out there finding people who are looking for additional streams of income. So that's how he gets people to understand that, to get out of that sales, quote-unquote, mode. But when he does a plan, he'll sit down on a napkin and he'll go, so you can take this procedure and all you need to do, you find two people. This is kind of like our yes plan, right? And you help them find their two. So now you have, four people. And then they help find their two, and you have eight people, and they help find their two. So the whole concept is just finding two serious people who are looking to build some extra cash flow in their lives. And that's how you can get to your $1,500 a month. And you'll have, if you go down four levels. The first level is two, then you have four, then you have eight, then you have 16. Or you get up to 16 people. Now, what if, this is what he likes to do. So that's his first, he draws that out. This is his 45-second presentation. So he does that. And he says, so what if we just added one more? And let's say you got three people. So now look at the second napkin, which is really, this is all going to be, all the first three are really on one. You can see how they accumulate, but I'm showing you what he starts with. Then he says, well, if you get three, and then you help that those three find three, so now you have nine, and you just continue duplicating that, then you train and teach those people to get three, and they have 27, and they get three, now you have 81. Now look at the difference between just one more. By doing just one more, instead of 16 people, you'll now have 81 people. And if you take this one step further, let's say we just did four. What if we just found four people who wanted to bring more cash flow into their lives and build an income stream outside of what they're doing today of anywhere from $500 to a couple thousand dollars a month additional cash flow? Let's say we can find four people. Well, if we did four and they found four, we supported them finding their four, sponsoring four, you'd have 16, and they sponsored their four, 64, and they sponsored their 250. Now look at the difference. It says 16 people at the fourth level down, you now have 256. That's a 240-person differential. So if we can look at this as just one difference, finally we say, well, why not truly do five? Because I believe everybody can go out and find five serious people. You may have to go through 10 that you sponsor before five of them really show up serious. But I bet you could find five people that are serious about their economic situation that truly want. And if you can find five, other people can find five. And if they're truly serious, they will find five. So with five, you help them find five, and you now have 25 serious people looking to improve their financial situation. And they, you help them find five, and that's 125, and then help them find five, and now you're up to 625 people. 625 people at that level instead of 16. And that's a total of 780 people in your organization. And if you do the five, you can even draw a picture and you can say, at this level, with 625 people at your bottom line and 780 total, you're going to be making over $70,000 on an annual basis. So instead of making $500 extra a month, you're now making $6,000 to $7,000 on a monthly basis. And the only difference between each of these little scenarios is one, two, or three additional people. We started with two, and we got to five. So where would you like to be? And as you show this, it gets more, and people get more and more enthusiastic because it's just such a small margin of difference. But the net result, because the leverage is so gigantic. So this is his presentation to show people how they should choose to build their business. So I loved it. I think it's a great tool. I don't feel, you know, when I first looked at it, I thought, well, this is just the same. To me, it wasn't the same old, same old. He had a real great approach to it, soft. And when he talked about getting serious people who want to make a difference in their financial status, boy, does that hit home for us today, people? Oh, my gosh. There's so many people out there that need to hear this story. There's so many hundreds of thousands of people. I see them every day that lost their jobs. The tithing in our church is way down. The tithing in other people's churches is way down. I mean, we're seeing so many ramifications, repercussions of our economic times, and we have a tool to help people make something different. And this is just really stepping into how this tool can work for them. So that's step one. And as you get through the rest of the napkin presentations, you're going to see how you're going to build people to be serious people. So let's go through the rest of them. So that's the first one. That's kind of like that 45-second presentation to get them really going and to understand and what a great different result you get if you bring in five versus two. And the only difference is what? A difference margin of instead of finding two people, I commit to find five. And it might take you longer. It might take you 3 months, 4 months, whatever time it takes. Some people it takes 1 month. But remember, you're looking for serious people who want to make a difference in their financial status. And he's got a lot of other language in there that I want to develop for next week's presentation about, you know, that what you do is you spend the first 6 months going to school. If you could go to school for 6 months to learn how to retire in 3 years, would you do it? If you could go to school for 6 months and learn to retire after 3 years, would you do that? I love that line. If you could go to school for 6 months to learn how to retire after 3 years. Would you go do it? So he tries to build, he tries to take away people's expectation of making money fast, which is kind of what the YES program was all about initially, which attracted people, but of course it attracted them and then they made their money and then they left. What we want to do is have long-term stability in our organizations. So we're going to talk about it on a trek to retire in 3 years. And retire doesn't mean you quit your job. It just means you don't have to choose to go to work. There's a big difference between quitting a job and not having a choice. Most people don't have a choice to quit their job today. This will give you the choice. All right, so that's the first napkin. The second napkin presentation. Okay, so everybody get that? That's kind of, it's so cool because it's just about, let's say we just added one more. Let's say instead of two people, you commit to getting three. Because most people, when you talk about getting serious people who want to make a difference in their financial well-being of their families by adding additional $500 to a couple thousand dollars worth of income on a monthly basis. And if they talk about time, he throws the idea of 10 to 15 hours a week. That's what he says, 10 to 15 hours a week. Keep it really simple. The second napkin has to do with the salesman failure syndrome. And he talks about, you know, what we want to do, the common mistake is we rather sponsor 10 teachers than 10 salesmen. And a lot of you maybe don't get that because you found some salesmen in your organization. I've had them, you know. I've taught these people. I've had salesmen come in and take off and sign up 10, 20 people a month for a year, 2 years. And, you know, today they got all the way to executive, and today they're at 2,000 or 3,000 in volume. I mean, you know, the salesmen are great to get a lot of people started, but the problem with salesmen is they never teach. They don't step in and teach and train people. And we need to teach, and that's why teachers are so valuable to us, because they love to teach. So what you really want to do is teach people, and his whole concept here is that you must go three levels deep. So you sign up, you sponsor, don't you sign up, you sponsor, see how hard it is for me to even change language. You sponsor Tom, all right, and then your next step is to teach Tom how to sponsor Carol. And that's going to be by going out with Tom and sitting down with Carol and Tom and the three of you and doing napkin presentations for Tom. So he gets taught and trained, and you teach him the napkin presentations. You teach him, you get him tapes, and you get him to learn about the company and all his training process. And, of course, Manatech's putting a lot of good training stuff out there. But, again, we want to stay. I don't want him to learn the blue balls and the self-serve and da-da-da. I mean, you know, I want him to learn how to do network marketing. He can always give Let's Go Natural DVD out to somebody to teach him about the products. You don't need to teach a person about products. You need to teach them about network marketing. We need to teach them about business, how to do the business. So you teach Tom how to do the business. So you teach him how to sponsor and enroll his people. And you do that by being with him, going out and meeting with him one-on-one and doing napkin presentations with him. So you get Tom, and then the second circle becomes Carol. And then you teach Tom how to teach Carol to sponsor. So Carol goes out and gets Betty. When you get this three levels down, that you must do that with each of your people. We don't usually do that in network marketing. At least I don't. I know this was a flaw in what I've been doing. I mean, I just tell people, hey, I'm here to help you 100%. Let me know what you... I don't take a concerted effort to make sure that I take each person three levels down. And that isn't three levels down in terms of consumers. Remember what we said. We're looking for serious people who want to make a difference in their financial status in their life. What we tend to do is go, oh, yeah, just sign up your mom and your dad and this and that, and we fill in holes. Well, that's really great to fill in holes, but you didn't get serious people to do the business. What you did is you filled in holes to build a team bonus or a power bonus. And you can do that all you want, but it's not going to sustain your business because you don't have serious people who want to build a cash flow to change their lives. So three levels deep for every person you bring involved. That's the second napkin. Very, very important to understand that. So you work with your five, and you're only working with five. because you're not enrolling. I mean, you're not sponsoring, enrolling, registering. You're not doing that with more than five people. That's your whole thing. A lot of people look at network marketing like you got to go out and find 100 people. You don't have to find 100 people. You need to find five. You may find 10 to isolate those five, but you're looking for five serious people. And you can say, well, Mary Jo, I've been in it for a long time, and I've signed up all these. And I said, who did you sign up, serious people, or did you just sign up people who are sick? Did you sign up people who wanted the products because they had asthma or arthritis or whatever they might have? You know, that's who you're registering. You're registering, enrolling. You're not enrolling and sponsoring people who are serious people. How many serious people have you sponsored? And that's who we're looking for. Third napkin becomes four things you have to do. And you start off with a story. He says, start off with a story. Talk about the story being that you live in rainy Washington right now and you want to go to sunny California. And consider sunny California where all your success is. So Washington is where it's doom and gloom in California, and you may not want to use this scenario if it was somebody who lives in Washington. And California is, you know, the height of success, just as an analogy, all right? So you want to take a trip in the family car from Washington to California. And California represents your success, total success. First of all, you need to look at, you got to get in and get started. So on any trip, there's going to be an amount of money and cash it's going to take to go on that trip, right? So for our Manatech trip, what are we talking about? $499 gets you off and running on your trip. So you got to start with investing in how do I go on my trip from rainy to sunny? How do I go on a trip from Washington to California at $499? So number one is you want to get in and get started. And there might be some materials you want to buy, but very limited because we don't use a lot of materials in this because we do napkin presentations. So there's not a lot of materials you need to buy. And most of the other stuff you can get off the Internet today. I send people to websites all the time. ManatechScience.org, ExploreManatech.com, ManatechOceline.com. There's just a lot of great sites out there that Manatech has that give us information. And there's some awesome YouTube videos. I don't know if you guys are keeping up on those. YouTube Europe has some unbelievable ones out there that I love. So you just got some great, great websites, YouTubes, videos out there that you can send people to. So get in, get started. That's number one. So you're on your trip. You're moving along on this trip. So now I've made it and committed to get started. Secondly, you need oil and gas. You need things to sustain you during the trip. Otherwise, you're not going to get there. Well, for us, it's the products. You need to take the products. These are terrific nutritional supplements. They're incredibly crucial when you talk about what's happening in our healthcare industry today. Prevention is going to be at the top of the solution of this problem. And we are basically number one in the world in the glyconutrient technology. So you want to make sure you're taking, being intelligent about the supplements you're putting in your body. And that's what Manatech's all about. So you want to take these products on a monthly basis because that's the gas and the oil for you to make your trip. So step two is use the products. So you'll write step two down there. Now remember, you're drawing this out on a napkin as you're presenting it. So step three is you want to shift into high gear. And what is high gear? Well, you don't start in high gear, you know. You start first by sponsoring one. You go out and you find people who are serious people who want to make a difference in their financial status, and you sponsor somebody. And you work with your upline to help sponsor people. And when you get five people sponsored, now you guess what? You've gone from first gear to second gear. Wow. Now you're in second gear. Then you support those five people, teach and train them, work with those five, because remember, that's all you're bringing in. Those five are your five. And you nurture those five, and you go after them, and you go, okay, come on, let's find your five. And you work with each one of those and support them. And when you get their five, they get their five, so you're to the next level of 25. Now you're in third gear. Now you go one more level. Remember, three levels. You get 5, 25, and then what? 125 at the next level. So you're going to help those people teach and train their people to get their 5 and support them doing the same thing. And when you get that to the 125 at the next level, now you're in high gear. But don't expect yourself to be in high gear right out of the box. This isn't about going out and being a salesman and signing up 100 people. It's about going out and finding serious people who want to make a difference in their financial status, and finding five of those people who are willing to commit to finding five. So that's great. So that's the third step. So that's how you shift into high gear on your trip. And the fourth step is you share with friends. This is where you pick up consumers. You actually, he puts retail on his little sheet. I don't really recommend retail. I recommend consumer packs. Sign him up at $109 or $99, and you can stick them anywhere in your organization. Doesn't matter, because you're going to bring those along as they come. What you're concerned about are the $499ers. You're concerned about building the business. So that just becomes gravy. And if you can look at what happens, if just every single one of your serious people bring in 10 consumers, look at how many you have. Instead of 625 people, you're going to have, what, 6,875 people. I mean, that's the difference it's going to make. If each of them bring in 10, you got, and at one level, I said that's not even 780 people. At 5, you'll have 780 after you go 3 levels deep. Or you're going to have 780 people, and you each of those bring in 10, that's another 7,800 people that are coming in your organization as consumers. And that's great. We want consumers, but we don't want to be focused on consumption. We want the balance. We want to make sure we're out there finding serious people. So that's a third napkin. The fourth napkin is digging down to bedrock. He draws a napkin like this. He also does one with a shovel. When you first start, when you first get involved, because this napkin is about discouragement, because people get discouraged in network marketing, don't they? They get involved and they start putting their shovel in the ground, and you know what? They're trying to build a building, but they put the shovel in the ground, and they start digging the dirt, and it's kind of discouraging. So what you're doing is you're discouraged. So you keep digging and digging. When you finally get down and get your five, now you're going to get down to the soft ground. So now you're going to, with five, you're in the soft ground. So now you might bring in a bulldozer and start digging down, get to the bedrock, and now you're up to your 25. And when you teach these now, you're going to be completing the next level of 125. So really, you're not even at the bedrock. As you're digging down, you're not even there until you've got 125 people. And at that time is when you can start really laying the foundation of the business. That's the fourth level below you, is laying the foundation. So you always look at your shovel at the surface is going to be your first five. You get down to the soft ground is going to be your 25. The bedrock is 125, and then you start building your foundation. Now you can start building your business. But you can't start building your business until you hit the bedrock. So it takes, you got to be able to go through that discouraging time, because it's not going to run fast. You're not going to make $1 million in the first few months. So compare it to building a building. Whenever you look at people building a building, you wonder when they're ever going to get off the ground, because you walk by that place and they're still digging a hole. And they're digging a hole for a number of weeks. And then they're laying all the electric stuff and all that kind of stuff, and that takes a number of weeks as well. But the minute they lay that foundation, what happens? That building goes up like in no time at all. Boom. All of a sudden, the building's up. So that's what kind of happens in your network business as well. You got to be willing to take the time and have the patience through the early stages of digging through the soft ground, digging through the layer, digging through the soft ground, hitting the bedrock, and then building the foundation from whence everything else flows. But so you're really not there until you got that foundation down. So you got to keep fighting to get to that foundation. And it might take you 6 months to get to the foundation. That's okay. It's about really supporting this business and being patient with it as you grow it. The fifth napkin is about the different people we get in our business, and he compares them to ships. So he draws a picture of three ships out to sea. And because, you know, a lot of people talk about ships coming in. Well, you know, I tell people your ship is already docked. You just got to go out and, you know, take action. But in his scenario, he's going, which of these ships do you want to dock? If you get the benefits of the ship docking, you're at the shore, which of these ships do you want to dock? The gold ship, the silver ship, or the empty? MT stands for empty. Okay, I think that's kind of cute. You want to help the gold to dock, because those are the benefits to you. So you've got to do the same thing in your organization. When you get people started and get them going and going and building, you got to find the gold ships. And he says there's a difference between a gold ship and an empty ship. And what are the major differences? What characteristics do we find in a gold ship? A gold chip is somebody eager to learn, asks for help, excited about the business, makes a commitment, sets goals, lists names, fun to be with, positive. If you just take those characteristics, now you know who your gold chips are. Those are the gold chips. The silver chips are just people that haven't been in the business long enough to get to all those levels, to set all the goals. So they're people that you really want to support to bring them along, but you're not going to pour all your time and energy into them because they still haven't made a firm commitment as of yet. The empty ships are the ones you go next, because they're going to be empty ships out there. People who don't make commitments are not going to be good, serious people in your life. Or I should say, people who don't make commitments, they might make a commitment, but they don't follow through. You want to find commitment mongers out there, people that make commitments and follow through, do what they say they're going to do. Zig Ziglar, he quoted Zig Ziglar, says, you can have anything in the world that you want simply by helping enough other people get what they want. But if you're out there trying to drag an empty ship to shore, you're in trouble. Because even if you're victorious by getting the ship to shore, what do you get? Emptiness. That's what's in the ship. So go after the gold and silver ships, and that's what he represents in his napkins. The sixth napkin he has is third-party invitation. And this has to do with prospecting. When you're dealing with somebody and they're worried about prospecting, you can pull this napkin presentation out. It's great. It's kind of like you sit there and go, what do you mean you're afraid of rejection? He says, you know, going out and sharing with people is all about, you know, setting ships out to sea. You're at the dock and you're pushing ships out to sea, right? So what you do is you get, and this is how he tells you to do presentations. This is really cool. You're ready for this? This is fun. Here's your presentation. You come up to somebody and you go, Carol, I just got started in a new exciting business and you might be able to help me. Would you happen to know anyone who would be interested in earning some extra income? That's it. That's the language. That's the language in a nutshell. Carol, I just got started in a new exciting business and you might be able to help me. Would you happen to know anyone who would be interested in earning some extra income? There's your presentation. Prospecting in one nutshell. And notice what you're asking for is you're asking for third parties. And again, the normal response is, what is it? Because they're going to want to know. And you could say, do you know anything about network marketing? That's your answer. Do you know anything about network marketing? And then engage in a discussion about that. That's what we talked about up front. So you don't shotgun the program. You don't start getting all involved in the program, because when you start getting all involved in your program in your first discussion, there's confusion that arises. And confusion will cause a person to say no. Once you get overcome the network marketing thing, you say, hey, listen, I'd love to get together. If you have some interest, let's get together and let's talk about the program I have to support you. So you stay out of confusion. From there, invite them to sit down and look at a particular program. That's all you do. That's great. That's how you get started. All right. And the interesting thing is we go, well, what about rejection? What if people say no? Who cares? People are going to say no. You know, and that's why he builds his little thing. On a napkin, he'll draw a little dock and with you on the dock and pushing ships out. And the reality is when you push a ship out to sea, only one or two things can happen. It's either going to float or it's going to sink. But the incredible thing is when it floats, you've made a victory. When it sinks, where are you? You're still sitting on the dock. You didn't sink. The ship sunk. So quit making rejection about you. You're still on the dock. It's the ship that has sunk, not you. And I think that's a great way to look at rejection. I think it's kind of cute. I've never thought about it that way, but it's kind of fun to draw these diagrams to show people. Where do you spend your time is the next napkin, and he just talks about, you know, when you're up front, you spend all your time sponsoring. And that's technically you're in training, but your training becomes sponsoring because you're going to be taking the person who sponsored you or enrolled you out to your meetings with new people. So that's your, and those are training sessions for you. So, but you're really, you know, those first few months you're in this, you're going to be really going after finding those five people. You're going to be focused on that. You might be putting tapes in your car and looking at websites, but the majority of your time is going to be spent sponsoring. And as you go along, what happens to the other time? When your sponsoring time goes down, it goes into teaching and training. You're going to be teaching and training other people. So you start off heavy sponsoring, and then you go into teaching and training people. And teachers love that because that's what they want to be doing. They want to be teaching and training, and that's great. So the next one, the sizzle is sells the steak. This is an intriguing concept. He draws on a napkin. You know, when you put one, it's like a campfire. When you have one log, you get nothing. You start it on fire, it burns out. When you put two together, what happens? You set up a flame. Three, you get a fire, and four or five more logs, guess what happens? Blazes start. And this is a concept around having meetings. You know, where you can get a new prospect involved at a meeting, but if you take them to a restaurant and you meet with three or four of them and you bring your sponsor with you, so you have a group of five of you, what happens is the enthusiasm just grows. You can feel the fire and the blazes grow. So it's about how do I get my groups together to cause the sizzle? The sizzle sells the steak. And when you do this in an environment like a restaurant, you have a lot of people looking at you, all the fun you're having at your table. I don't know how many of you have done this before, but I have numerous times, probably because my voice carries too and I tend to be very joyful. But I have people in restaurants a lot of times come up and say, I don't know what you're on, but I want some of it. And say, you guys sure are having a lot of fun over there. And they smile. And why do they do that? Because a lot of those people don't have a lot of fun in their life. And they're looking for fun. And when people say that to you, you don't want to just say, hey, thanks, yeah, we're having a great time. You want to hand them a card and say, you know what, we'd love to have you be a part of it if you'd like to look at something. Then you hand them a card. Are you looking at, you know, increasing an income stream in your life so you can improve your financial status? That's all we're doing. Simple. Here's a card. And see, and pass it on or ask them if they'd give you your card so you can keep in contact with them. That those are new contacts for you, and that's what you want to do is you want to create sizzle, and the more you do this with even your own organization, have sizzle sessions with your own, you know, I take your group of five or your group of three, take them out to lunch and do a sizzle session, do another napkin presentation, show them how easy it is. It's part of your training. But have a lot of fun with it and joyful and have an enthusiastic, and you'll attract a lot of people. And if you bring along a prospect, that's great too, so have fun. Number nine is motivation and attitude, and he talks about two kinds of motivation. There's the hot bath motivation, and he described reading his book as hot bath motivation, and I agree with it. I can read this book and have a little, get really excited about some of the principles he's got in here, but if I don't apply them, they don't go anywhere. I need something that's going to give me a constant motivation. So hot bath is like going to manifest. Great hot bath motivation. You come out of manifest, you're totally on fire, and it dissipates and dies off. What we need to do is have constant motivation. And so he describes it as like a thermometer. You know, people get involved and they might be at 65 degrees. The first person says no and they start going down. So you've got to go in there and pump them back up again. So he says, build your organization and look at it from a perspective of being what? Of being, you know, build your organization to make it so that your organization is, each one of them is part of a temperature degree. So you when you bring on your first line, you get 5 degrees of temperature for each one of those top five people. So now you're at 25 degrees. So and when you go to your next level, now you're at what? Each one of the next level is 10 degrees. So now you got 5 degrees across the top and 10 degrees across that. And every time you go down, the next level becomes 20 degrees with each one of them. So what happens is you have this extreme amount of heat or degrees of temperature coming from underneath, which is the gist of where that motivation or that energy level comes from. And it's awesome because what you're doing is you're building more and more degrees and the excitement's coming from bottom up. And that's what you want to build. On the last diagram, you can see the gold. Remember we talked about the gold ship? Well, the gold ship is a burning hot fire that's really doing what? It's motivating and making everybody excited. The more you make the people excited in the down line, you know, the higher the temperature is down there, it's going to create constant motivation and excitement for people upline from them. And you've seen that in your organization where you found a business builder down below, how you can start motivating people upline from them. Because that's constant motivation because it's always there. You got all this activity going on and you can try to drive that, get meetings with those people, have sizzle sessions with them, and that's going to be a constant motivation. So it's not about a one-time motivation, it's about permanent. So what we want to do is as we build deep, we get higher and higher temperatures as we go down because that's what helps to keep the people upward on fire. Nothing greater than having downline fire to build upline and fire as well. And then the tenth napkin, real quickly, he calls this, as his thing, he calls it a pentagon of growth. He draws a pentagon on a piece of paper. I know these are hard to see on your papers, but that's the size they were in the book. And what he does is he talks about, you know, your first month in, you're in a training. So he draws it. He draws the pentagon and he puts you in the middle. And notice how five is important, right? Five runs through this whole book. It's about finding five. And, of course, people can choose to just do two, but what we're looking at is once you do that first napkin presentation, hopefully they can see with just adding one, two, or three more, look at the difference in the numbers, gigantic results. And that's what's going to convince people to do the five program. So in the first month, you have that pentagon, and you're in training. And then your second month, you're going to go out. By the end of your second month, you're going to go have your five people. So you will write on the side of there, you'll be just put down, second month, you have five people, right? So now you have five people at your first level. First level is five people. Then your second two months later, those five people are going to have 25. So under you, it's going to be first level 5, second level 25. But now do you go to the second side of the pentagon, because that's going to be your group of five now have their first five. So see how this thing grows. Then in your sixth month, because you're doing this, you can pick whatever interval you want. This happens to be done in two-month intervals. So if you do it in 2 months, you want to build that as 2 months for your next group to get their five, 2 months for their next group to get their five, 2 months for the next group to get their five, and that's the way you structure it. So you have five, your second group has gotten their five, so you have 25. At the six-month period, you now have your first, second, and third levels complete. Your guys at your second level have their first and second complete, and your third level has their first level complete. And you just continue building this all the way around in a pyramid, in a circle around the pentagon, showing where each of my group is. My second tier level are going to be five levels deep, my third level is going to be four levels deep, my fourth level is going to be three levels deep, so my fifth is going to be two levels deep. And that's how the circle, that's called the pentagon of growth. And at this pace you're going to be making, in his scenario, you make $72,000 per year. If I'm all the way down at another level, you guys, in mine, you're going to be making $72,000 per month, because you're going to be like at platinum presidential. You'll be having presidentials in each of your legs by that time, right? Because each of your people are going to be having over 625 people in theirs. So you'll be a platinum presidential at that pace. But you build that and just show people on a pentagon shape how their organization grows on a 5x5 program. Okay, people, that's it. Use it as you can. I think it's a great little book, 45-second presentation that will change your life. I love a lot of the diagrams. I think it really helps. The concepts helped me in terms of build an organization first, find serious people, and that's what I'm setting out to do. This week is my serious people week. I'm doing a lot of calling up people and referral people and talking about, are you serious about, I'm looking for people who are serious about adding an income stream to their life of anywhere from $500 to a couple thousand dollars a month. Do you know of anyone who might have interest? I'm going to do that over and over and over again. And I will report back to you on next Monday about how that goes. But that's my goal for the week. I love this stuff. I got the napkin stuff down. I'm not sure I have all of them, but I'll take my little cheat sheets with me and enjoy it. Okay, everybody, any questions, any last-minute comments or questions? All right, have a great week. Second week of the business period. Don't forget, I got one person on there.
Yes, I just wanted to say I love the way it says I just got started in a new exciting business, and you might be able to help me.
Right.
You have to know someone. Don't use the word anyone. Anyone means no one.
Okay, good one. Good question. Good statement. Yeah, do you happen to know someone? There you go. That's good. Do you happen to know someone who is looking to...
Who would be interested in earning some extra income.
Yep, extra income. And you might want to put some dollars around it, because I think if you just say some extra income, I think it's too general. I think, and that's probably why he uses the language, you know, $500 to a couple thousand dollars a month, because it's something that when you say $500 extra dollars a month, people, that ties the, it's got their flypaper in their head that it sticks to, because now they can think about, oh, my gosh, that make all the difference in the world in paying off that credit card debt. We could do this for a change. My family could have gone on a vacation. It gives them, when it says some extra income, it's too general. So
that's
try
right.
to tie in specific amounts. Because remember, you don't say, you know, I'm trying to find people who want to make, you know, $1 million a year. I mean, they're gone. So make it reasonable.
Right.
That's why 500 as a minimum is a good minimum to start with. Okay?
Great.
And I think the 500 is also reasonable for this perspective. This is why I like it. Because if they choose to do the minimum program of two who get two instead of getting five, that's, you can support them at that in this program. And they'll get their 500 because all they needed, two get, they could get to national director status with two legs, right? Everybody got that down. That's all you need to get to national, and you're going to be making more than $500 a month at that level, so that's great. Get them to national director status and let them make their $500.
Great point.
Isn't that a neat point? So that's why I like the 500. I think it ties directly to our compensation plan. I'm going to do some more fine-tuning on it, too, because I'd like to make it a Manatech presentation, but I want to tie it into the new comp plan as well. So I've got some things cooking on that, but I'll help support you in doing more of this. But I think it's where we want to be today, people. I think it's, you know, I'm not saying don't help people with health issues. I just met with a young guy, 21-year-old, with Hodgkin's lymphoma this weekend, and boy, oh boy, does my heart pour out to that family and that boy. And what a blessing it is to be able to be a part of their lives. But the idea is that if you're in network marketing, you want to build this business so that you can truly have the financial freedom that you'd like in your life and be able to do whatever you want to do, then we've got to get serious about finding serious people. Okay? All right. Love you all.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.